With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana's June 2nd primary election will be conducted mostly by mail-in ballot due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. As the election approaches, we're expanding on who's behind the names on your ballot. There are six candidates running to be Montana's state auditor, as incumbent Matt Rosendale campaigns for the U.S. House. YPR News' Jess Sheldahl spoke with each candidate, and she shares her reporting with us now. Jess, thanks so much for sharing your reporting.
Of course.
So it seems like pretty much every statewide elected position has a pretty crowded field of primary candidates this year, with high-profile seats like the governor, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House of Representatives on the line. Why should voters pay attention to the state auditor's race?
Well, the state auditor, also known as the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, regulates the insurance and securities industry, and also has a seat on the land board. So decisions made by the office affect every Montanan with insurance, investments, children enrolled in public school, or anyone who uses public lands.
That's a pretty hefty weight there. There are six candidates running for this office. That includes Republicans Troy Downing, Nellie Nickel, and Scott Tuxbury. And then the Democrats are Shane Morajoe and Mike Windsor, and then Libertarian Roger Roots. What can you tell me about the Republicans in this race?
Troy Downing's website says he runs a nationwide insurance company, and he's worked in commercial real estate investment securities. Downing says he would continue spending cuts started by current state auditor Matt Rosendale, who reduced the office's budget by $650,000 by eliminating seven vacant positions. Rosendale is leaving the seat to run for the U.S. House. Downing says he would want to bring more insurance companies to Montana.
And what that will do ultimately is, you know, increase choice, increase products, and having competition will drive prices down.
Nellie Nickel has also worked in the insurance industry for over 20 years. She says as state auditor, she would work with insurance companies and healthcare providers to lower insurance rates. She also supports bringing more insurance companies into the state.
Getting rid of regulation that's not necessary is going to bring people in. And I have a plan to go ahead and actually be an active marketer and leave the state and talk to insurance companies about coming in.
Nickel says the greatest issues facing Montanans are affordable health care, choice in insurance, and inefficient government entities. Scott Tuxbury has been in the insurance industry for the longest time of any candidate, with 37 years under his belt. Tuxbury says his background teaching classes about insurance, ethics, and law would enable him to start an outreach program so consumers can recognize fraud.
If we can stop fraud before it happens, that's a great objective, right? As opposed to waiting until it happens and then throwing those folks in jail or going after them.
Tuxbury says he also supports bringing more insurance companies into the state.
Are there any big differences between these candidates that stood out to you after speaking with them?
For the most part, Republican candidates say they'd continue the majority of what Rosendale has put in place. One area where they diverged was in their view of Montana's state trust lands, which as a land board member, they'd help oversee as a revenue generator for public schools. Tuxbury says he has a focus on public access because of his experience as a backcountry guide. Nickel's website mostly talks about how to use public lands for revenue through timber sales, agricultural, mineral, and grazing leases, and real estate management. Downing has advocated for multi-use on public lands. That means balancing access against other revenue-generating uses like energy development.
Gotcha. So what about on the Democratic ticket?
Shane Morajoe comes to this race with a background in politics after serving in the state legislature, while Mike Windsor is leaning on his experience as a former special assistant attorney general for the state auditor's office. Morajoe has served two terms in the Montana House of Representatives. He's the only candidate in any party who's won an election before.
You know, for me, this is an opportunity to continue my efforts that I've done in the legislature, such as with Medicaid expansion. I think this office can do a lot to help people get access to fair and affordable health care coverage.
Morajoe says he has specific legislation he would like to bring to the state government, including expanded hail insurance and limiting how long a company has to process an insurance claim. Morajoe is a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Mike Windsor says, as a lawyer, he's been a consumer advocate for more than 20 years. He says the greatest issue facing the state auditor's office is the funding cuts enacted by State Auditor Rosendale. He and Morgeau both say they would seek to restore the funding and direct it toward outreach and investigations.
You know, when Rosendale came in, he drove a lot of those people out, a lot of really experienced people, under the guise of reducing government.
Windsor says that because the state auditor's office gets its revenue from the industries it regulates through insurance premium tax and other licenses, permits, and fees, Windsor says the cuts did not save taxpayers any money. He says they just decreased the efficacy of the office.
What can you tell me about the Libertarian candidate?
Roger Roots is an attorney who says he supports deregulation of the insurance and securities industries. According to campaign finance disclosure reports, he has raised no money for his campaign.
I am what you might call a true blue hardliner libertarian. We are the party We are the party of anti-government.
Roots says if elected, he would completely overhaul the state auditor's office, renting out the headquarters, laying off a majority of staff, and conducting all investigations, which would only target the government, by himself in his truck.
Interesting approach. Jess, thanks so much for sharing your reporting.
Thanks for having me.